以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所读的讲座，内容 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 第二十章世界九十七到一百，时间1966年11月22日，地点纽约。
Sarupa Madhujai Sharja Bhakti Rasakram Tatvang Sanatanaya Isha Kripaya Upadidesha Sa.Krishna Sarupa. Now, Sanatana Goswami is taking instruction and lessons from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这里 Sanatana Goswami 是从主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里接受教导。
And what is the subject matter of instruction?
教导的主题是什么呢？
That is described here by the author of the Chaitanya Charitam.
这部《Chaitanya Charitamrita》的作者在这里描述了这点。
The subject matter is Krishna Swarupa.
这主题是 Krishna Swarupa.
What is the actual position of Krishna?
什么是 Krishna 的真正的地位？
Krishna Swarupa Madhurya. And what is the special attractiveness of Krishna?
还有什么是 Krishna 的特别有吸引力的地方？
Madhurya, Krishna Swarupa Madhurya, Aishwarya, and what are the opulences of Krishna?
还有什么是 Krishna 的富裕？
Bhakti Rasakram and all these, what is Krishna? What is his special qualification for attraction?opulence? These three things can be understood through devotional service, by no other means.
所有这些，什么是 Krishna, 什么是他特别有吸引力的品质，什么是他的富裕，这三样东西可以通过奉献服务来理解，不能通过其他的方法。
Just like I have several times,cited the example that if you want to be in confidence of a great personality, then you must satisfy him by your service.
正如我举过这个例子，如果你想和一个伟大的人物有亲密关系，你必须得通过你的服务来满足他。
You cannot understand a big man by your speculation.
你不能通过你的臆测来理解一位大人物。
Even in this material world, if you want to know a big man, what he is, then you must satisfy him by your service, attitude, by friendship, by love, and he will disclose to you what he is.
即便在这个物质世界，如果你想要了解一位大人物，他是怎么样的，那你必须得通过你的服务的态度。你的友谊，你的爱来满足他，那他会向你揭示他是怎么样的。
The same process is bhakti rasakram.
Bhakti rasakram 同样的方法。
If you want to know what is Krishna, what is his opulence, what is special feature for attraction, then you should try to understand through this.Devotional service of Krishna consciousness.
如果你想知道 Krishna 是谁，他的富裕是什么，什么是他特别有吸引力的特征，那你必须得通过这 Krishna 直觉的奉献服务来理解。
In the Bhagavad Gita, also the Lord said.
在 Bhagavad Gita 中，主说道。
That bhaktya mam abhijanati.Bhaktyamam vijanati tattata javan jasyami tattata. In another place the Lord says,
在另一处所说的
that to understand me actually what I am is very difficult.
要理解我，我事实上什么样的是非常困难的。
Manasanam sastra isu kastri jatati siddhaya. out of many millions of human beings, somebody tries to make a perfection of his life.
在成百万的人中，有一个人试图使他的生命完美。
Otherwise, they're all working like cats and dogs. That's all.
其他的人都只是像猫狗一样的工作。
Simply, ahara nidra bhaya mithunam cha. They have no other information.
只是 ahara nidra bhaya mithunam, 没有其他的信息。
Work hard, eat and be merry and enjoy. And have mating. That's all.
拼命工作，吃。所以过得快乐享受进行交配仅此而已
Out of millions and millions of persons like these engaged in animal propensities of life only a few persons selected persons
在成百万成百万像这样从事于动物倾向的生命中的人只有很少的几个人
Because the illusory energy has grasped usunder her clutches very tightly
因为迷幻能量把我们紧紧地抓在他的手中
to get out of the clutches is very difficult
要摆脱的束缚是非常困难的
so somehow or other a few people out of many millions and thousands they come to the understanding that what is the real perfection of life
在成百万的人中这样那样的有几个人终于理解到什么是生命的真正的完美
Now those who are actually perfected out of them out of millions of them one can understand Krishna
在那些真正完美的人中在成百万那样的人中有一个人可以理解 Krishna
That is a statement of Bhagavad Gita
这是 Bhagavad Gita 的断言
Nusthanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam siddhyanam means those who have already achieved perfection
siddhanam 意思是那些已经获得了完美的人
out of them not these imperfect fools those who are actually attained perfection they can understand what Krishna is actually tata
在那些人中并不是在这些不完美的傻货中在那些人中真正获得了完美的人他们能够理解什么真正是 Krishna Tattva
and that actual position can be understood in another place Bhagavad Gita says bhaktyamama vijana what he sees actually that can be understood by these devotional service no other process
在 Bhagavad Gita 中另一处说到 bhaktyamama vijana ti通过这奉献服务而没有任何其他的方法可以理解他真正的地位
No other process will help to understand Krishna
没有任何其他的方法能帮助了解 Krishna
You can by other processes you can achieve some other thing but if you want to know Krishna then you have to understand through your devotional service
通过其他的方法你可以获得其他的东西但如果你想要了解 Krishna 那你必须得通过奉献服务来了解
Bhaktyamama vijanati javan jasyami tattvataha as I am
tattvataha 如果所示的
tato man tattvato gyatva so you will have entrance into the spiritual kingdom into the abode of Krishna when you have perfectly
你能够进入灵性的国度进入 Krishna 的居所当你完美的
We cannot understand perfectly but as far as possible as far as we have got the capacity if we understand Krishna as he is then the entrance will be there
我们不能完美的理解但是尽可能的尽我们能力所及如果我们理解 Krishna 如他所示的那么便能够进入
Otherwise there is no entrance
要不然没有入口
Therefore Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatana Goswami about Krishna through devotional service.
因此主 Chaitanya 教导 Sanatana Goswami 通过奉献服务了解 Krishna.
This instruction is very important.
这一训示是非常重要的。
You should very carefully hear and if possible note.
应该非常认真地听，如果可能的话记下来。
This is directly the instruction, just like Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is directly instructing Arjuna.
这是直接的教导，正如在 Bhagavad Gita 中，主 Krishna 直接的教导 Arjuna。
But in the Bhagavad Gita, there are many phases of instruction, fruitive action, philosophical speculation, and yoga system, and jnana system, all kinds of different paths.
但是在 Bhagavad Gita 中有许多方面的教导，功利活动、哲学推敲、瑜伽系统、jnana系统，各种不同的道路。
Ultimately, of course,Lord Krishna instructed him that sarva dharma parityajya mamekam saranam bhajam.
当然，最终主 Krishna 教导他 sarva dharma parityajya mamekam saranam bhajam.
That is the most confidential part.
那是最机密的部分。
But here, Lord Chaitanya, he is not instructing any superfluous thing.
但是这里主 Chaitanya, 他没有教导我们任何。多余的、不必要的东西。
So that is the blessings of Lord Chaitanya.
那是主 Chaitanya 的赐福仁慈。
Even what Krishna could not give, what Krishna could not, Krishna hesitated to give.
即便 Krishna 不愿意给、不能够给的东西。
Because Krishna hesitated that if I speak in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita.Sarva dharma parityajya mamekam saranam bhajam. People would not accept it.
因为 Krishna 会犹豫，如果我在 Bhagavad Gita 的一开始就说 Sarva dharma parityajya mamekam saranam bhajam， 人们不会接受。
There was no necessity of describing Bhagavad Gita in so many phases of instruction.
其实没有必要以这么。做不同方面的训导来描述不加凡歌。
Because the last instruction, most confidential instruction was that you give up everything and just surrender unto me.
因为最后的教导，最机密的教导是，你放弃一切，只要归于我。
That is the actual instruction of Bhagavad Gita.
这是 Bhagavad Gita 的真正的教导。
But that was not spoken in the beginning, because there are.Many phases of human being.
那没有在一开始就讲，因为有许多不同种类的人。
They are under different stages of.
他们处于不同的阶段。
So, for their different stages, dharma, jnana, yoga, so many things they have been discovered here.
为了他们的不同的阶段 ，karma, jnana, yoga， 因此这么多东西被描述了。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mercy is.That he directly gives this highest instruction.
但这里主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他的仁慈在于他直接地给予我们最高的教导。
What Krishna could not give, but Krishna Chaitanya or Krishna in his incarnation as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us.
Krishna 所不能给予的，但是 Krishna Chaitanya 或者 Krishna。在他的主 Chaitanya 的化身中给予我们。
Therefore, he is considered the most magnificent charitable personality, man of charity.
因此，他被认为是最慷慨大方的、最慈善的人。
Rupa Goswami offered his respect. That Namo Mahavadana.
Rupa Goswami 顶拜他说 ：“Namo Mahavadana 娘。”
You are the greatest magnificent personality.
你是最慷慨大方的人。
Namo Mahavadana, Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are directly offering Krishna, which is very difficult for me.
你直接的给予 Krishna, for Krishna 是非常难以理解的。
It is very difficult to understand.
它是非常难以理解的。
So many scholars, so many philosophers, so many great personalities.They could not understand.
这么多学者、哲学家、伟大的人物，他们不能理解
Krishna. But your mercy is so broad that you are directly offering Krishna.
但您是这么仁慈，您直接的给予 Krishna。
Therefore, Mahavadana, Krishna prema pradaya, directly you are giving Krishna love of Krishna.
因此他说 Mahavadana, Krishna prema pradaya, 你直接的给予 Krishna 对 Krishna 的爱。
So, Sanatana Goswami, in this way, directly receive instruction from Lord Chaitanya about bhakti yoga, what is bhakti.
这样 Sanatana Goswami 直接的从主 Chaitanya 那里接受关于 bhakti yoga 的教导，什么是 bhakti?
Tattang Sanatanaya Isha Kripaya Bodhidesha Isha.Isha means the Lord, Supreme Controller.
Isha, 意思是主，至尊的控制者。
So, he is also there, just like Arjuna, received instruction directly. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami also received instruction directly from the Supreme Lord.
主其他呢也是 Isha, 正如 Arjuna, 直接的接受教导。类似的 Sanatana Goswami 也直接从至尊主那里接受教导。
Now, here how to receive instruction that is given by example by Sanatana Goswami.
怎么样接受教导呢？这里 Sanatana Goswami 给出了榜样。
Tave Sanatana Prabhu Charane Dhariya Dainna Vinati Kare Dante Trina Laiya. Sanatana Goswami very humbly fell down on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and most humbly he submitted.
Sanatana Goswami 非常谦卑地拜倒在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花足下，非常谦卑地归顺他。
What is that submission?
他说些什么呢？
Nich jati nich sangi patit adham kubishay kupe pari guayinu janak. My dear sir, I have wasted my time in simply sense gratification.
我亲爱的先生，我把我的生命只是浪费在感官享乐中。
That is my qualification.
那是我的资格。
And I belong to the lowest caste.
而我属于最低等的种姓。
Nich jati, nich sangi, and my association is also of the lowest type.
而我的联谊也是最低等的。
And fourthly, I am fallen, and I am the lowest of all.
我是堕落的，我是最低等的。
This is my qualification.
这是我的品质，资格。
Now, why is submitting himself a nich jati?
他为什么称自己为 nich jati 呢？
Nich jati means those who are born in lower family.
Nich jati 意思是那些出生在低等的家族中的人。
That's called nich jati. They're shudras, or less than the shudras.
他们是 shudra 或者比 shudra 更低的。
According to Vedic system, the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are higher caste.
按照伟大的系统， Brahman, Kshatriya 和 Vaishya 是高等的种族。
And the shudras, they're lower caste.
而 Shudra 是低等的种族。
And less than Shudra, they are lowest.
比 Shudra 更低的，他们是最低等的。
So, Sanatana Goswami, actually he belongs to the Brahmin family.
Sanatana Goswami, 事实上他属于 Brahmin 的家族。
His forefathers belong to the Saraswat Brahman.
他的祖先们属于 Saraswat Brahman.
There are different sects, Gaura Brahman and Saraswat Brahman.
有不同的派别，例如 Gaura Brahman 和 Saraswat Brahman.
So Saraswat Brahman actually they belong to the Aryan Aryavarta, the Punjab side and Kashmir side.
Saraswat Brahman 事实上属于 Aryavarta, 在 Punjab 和 Kashmir 那边。
They are considered very high class Brahmin.
他们被认为是高等的 Brahmana.
So he belongs to that community.
他属于那个团体。
But somehow or other, their forefathers make their domicile in Bengal, because they had some property in Bengal.
但是他的祖先们定居在了孟加拉，因为他们在那有一些财产资产。
They are very rich aristocratic family.
他们是非常富裕的贵族的家庭。
And this Sanatana Goswami accepted ministership in the Mohammedan kingdom.
而 Sanatana Goswami 在穆斯林的宫廷里当了大臣。
So in those days, among the Brahmin community, if any Brahmin would accept service, he becomes at once a Shudra.
在那个时候，在 Brahmin 的团体中，如果有一个 Brahmin 呢接受了服务，去做服务，他立即成为 Shudra。
He becomes at once, because service is meant for the Shudra, not for the Brahmins, Kshatriya, and Vaishya.
他立即成为 Shudra， 因为服务是应该由 Shudra 做的，不是为了 Brahmana、Kshatriya 和 Vaishya 的。
They would never accept anybody's obligation as service.
他们永远不会从属于任何人去做服务。
They would starve.
他们情愿挨饿。
That was the principle.
那是那时候的原则。
Only the Shudras could accept service.
只有 Shudra 可以接受服务的地位。
So because these Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami accepted government office.
因为 Sanatana Goswami 和 Rupa Goswami 接受了政府的职位。
Although it was government office, but it was service.
尽管是政府的职位，那也是服务。
So they were outside the Brahmin community.
因此他们被开除出了 Brahmin 的团体。
So, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接受了他们。
That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, at that time, social condition was very strict.
不然的话，那时候社会上的条件是非常严厉的。
You have heard the name of Rabindranath Tagore.
你们可能听说过 Rabindranath Tagore.
They are also in that way, ostracized.
他们也是那样被放逐的。
They are out of Brahmin community. They also belong to the Brahmin community.
他们被赶出了 Brahmin 的团体，他们原先也属于 Brahmin 的团体。
So, therefore, he is presenting himself that Nijjati. Nijjati, I am lower caste.
因此他呈现自己为 Nijjati, 我属于低等的种族。
Why? Let me sing it. Because my associates are Nijjati. My associates are Mohammedans.
为什么呢？你上帝，因为我的联谊是尼切，我的联谊是穆斯林。
They are not Brahmins. They are not highly qualified.
他们不是 Brahmin 的，他们不具有很高的资格。
Because my associates are lower, so I'm lower also.
因为我的联谊是低等的，因此我也是低等的。
And for the, I have fallen down from the standard of my paternal position.
还有 Patita, 我从我的父辈的地位堕落下来。
Patita, I'm fallen, Adham, and Adham means I'm the lowest of the human beings.
我是堕落的，还有 Adam, 我是最低等的人。
So, of course, because Sanatana Goswami was under certain condition, it is not simply particularly for the Sanatana Goswami.
当然 Sanatana Goswami 是处于特定的条件下，但这并不仅仅是只是对于 Sanatana Goswami。
Everyone, unless he is conscious of his position, that he is the lowest, he cannot become the highest.
任何人除非他清醒地意识到自己的地位是最低等的，他不能成为最高等的。
One should not think whileapproaching his spiritual master, one should not be puffed up with his so-called qualification.
一个人不能想，当接近灵性导师的时候，一个人不能对自己所谓的品质非常自负。
He should be a blank slate.
他应该像一张白纸一样。
That is it. That is the requirement.
那是要求。
He should forget.
他应该忘记。
That whatever nonsense he had learned, he should forget.
他学过的一切无聊的东西，他都应该忘记。
Otherwise, there will be no benefit by approaching spiritual master.
不然的话，接近灵性导师没有任何利益益处。
He should forget.
他应该忘记。
If he keeps his personality, I believe, I cannot, there is no necessity.
如果他保持他的人格，我相信，我不能，那没有任何必要接近灵性导师。
With such nonsense things, nobody should approach a spiritual master.
一个人不应该带着这些无聊的东西接近灵性导师。
One should become a blank slate. That is the instruction here.
一个人应该成为一张白纸，那是这里的教导。
Damn Holland and the West and Dwarborn, so many things are good qualifications. This is my position.
我是堕落的，我是最低等的，我出身很低等，还有这些那些，这些好的品质，这是我的处境。
Nature and Kubishai Kupepuri Guainu Jano. I have now wasted my time simply by sense gratification.
还有，我只是通过感官享受浪费了我的时间生命。
Vishaya means Ahara Nidra Bhayamaitun.
Vishaya 意思是 Ahara Nidra Bhayamaitun.
These are called Vishaya.
这些被称为 Vishaya.
Objects of sense gratification.Eating, sleeping, making, and defending.
即感官享受的对象，吃、睡、交配、防卫。
These are called vishaya, and we are engaged only how to eat very nicely, how to sleep very nicely, how to give me protection, and how to have nice mating.
这些被称为 vishaya, 而我们只是从事于。怎么样好好的吃，好好的睡，怎么样保护自己，怎么样好好的交配。
This is our business.
这是我们所从事的。
So, Sanatana Goswami says that I have simply wasted my time in this way. And my position is this.
因此 Sanatana Goswami 说，我只是这样的浪费了我的生命，我的处境是这样的。
So, therefore, actually,Aponar hitahit kichui nahi jani. Because I am so much fallen, because I have wasted my time in sense gratification, because I am ostracized, because my association is so lower, therefore my position is that I do not know what is actually beneficial to me.
因为我是这么的堕落，我这样的在感官享受中浪费了我的时间，我被驱逐了。我的灵意是这么低等，因此我的处境是，我不知道什么是真正对我有利益的。
Aponar hitahit kichui na jani. Now, Sanatana Goswami was minister, educated.
Sanatana Goswami 是大臣，受过教育的。
He was a learned scholar in Parsi and Sanskrit.
他是波斯语和梵文的。博学的学者。
So, how it is that he is placing himself in that way?
他为什么把自己说成是那样的呢？
imitating something such humbleness, but actually he was not.
他是不是在模仿某种谦卑，而事实上并不是呢？
Actually he was so.
不，他事实上是这样的。
A devotee does not say anything falsely unless he feels. He feels himself like that. Why?
一个奉献者不会虚假地说任何东西，除非他感到自己是那样。
Why does he feel?
他为什么感到那样呢？
He was educated. He belonged to the Brahmin aristocratic families.
他是受过教育的，他属于 Brahmin 的贵族家庭。
The association was all Nawabs and Jamindars aristocratic family.
他的联谊也都是 Nawab 和 Zamindar 都是贵族家庭。
And still he said like this.
而他仍旧这么说。
Why? What is the effect that he felt like that?
他为什么这么说呢？ 是哪种缺陷使他感到这样呢？
Now he is expressing.
Apanarhitahit
kichunahi jani. I do not know what is actually beneficial to me.
我不知道什么是真正对我有益的。
I am thinking that if I am posted in a service like this, and if I have got some aristocratic association, I have got some arrangement for sense gratification.
我在想，如果我处于这样的职位中，如果得到一些贵族家庭的联谊，如果我得到一些感官享受的安排，
That is materialism.
那是物质主义。
So I have wasted my time in that way.
因此，我这样的浪费了我的生命时间。
But actually, I do not know what is beneficial to me.
但实际上，我不知道什么是对我有益的。
The Grama Babu had a Pandit.Tai Shattamani. In the Indian system, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit.
在印度的体系中，一位 Brahmana 被称为 Pandit.
Perhaps you know Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru.
可能你知道 Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru.
Although he had no Brahminical qualification, but because he was born in a Brahmin family, so this title was Pandit.
尽管他没有Brahmana 的品质，但由于他出生在 Brahmana 的家庭中，因此他的头衔是 Pandit。
Pandit, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit.
一个 Brahmana 被称为 Pandit。
A Kshatriya is addressed as Thakur.
一个 Kshatriya 被称为 Thakur。
And a Vaishya is addressed as Sethji, a rich man.
一位 Vaishya 被称为 Sethji, 一位富人。
The Vaishyas are generally very rich men.
Vaishyas 通常是非常富裕的人。
Perhaps, as you have in your country, the Rockefeller, Carnegie and Ford. Similarly, in our country you have got many rich men, just like Billard, Dalmia, Banger, and so many.
正如在你们的国家中有 Rockefeller, Carnegie 和 Ford 家庭家族，类似的在我们国家里有许多富裕的人，像 Billard,Dharmia, Banga,等等。
So they are called Sethji.
他们被称为 Sethji.
Sethji, Thakurji and Panditji.
因此 Sethji, Thakurji, Panditji.
And the Shudras are called Mahajan.
而 Shudras 被称为 Mahajan.
Because if they are called Shudra, they will be angry.
因为如果他们被称为 Shudra, 他们会生气。
So, and Mahajan means great personality.
而 Mahajan 意思是伟大的人。
So these are some etiquette for addressing different communities.
这些是称呼不同的团体的礼节。
Among the different communities, although there are such classification, still there was no enmity.
尽管在不同的团体中间有这样的划分，但是他们互相之间并没有敌意。
They live in village.Although in their position, but the relationship was very friendly, just like brothers, actually.
他们居住在一个村庄里，虽然处于不同的地位，但互相之间的关系是非常友好的，就像真正的兄弟一样。
Because the culture was religion, culture was this Krishna consciousness.
因为他们的文化是宗教性的，是 Krishna 知觉的。
So they depended on the culture.
他们是基于这一文化的。
There was no provincialism, because they depended on culture.
因为他们是基于这一文化的，并没有宗派主义。
The culture is the thing, the Krishna consciousness.
因此，这文化 Krishna 知觉是关键。
It can, even there are materially so many high and low classification. When you come to this culture, Krishna consciousness, they will be all in the same level.
尽管在物质上有这么多高等的低等的划分，当你到达这一文化 Krishna 的知觉，他们都会在同样的层面。
So he says the Gramma Babahari Pandit and as a matter of social etiquette I'm addressed as Pandit.
他接着说，根据社会的礼节我被称之为 Pandit.
It means learned.
Pandit 意思是博学的。
Learned scholar, he is called Pandit.
博学的学者被称为 Pandita。
Pandita Samadarshana, he has read in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandit means he sees everything on equal eye.
你在《佛教梵歌》中读到 Pandita Samadarshana, 因为 Pandita 他以平等的眼光看待一切。
Why? Because he has, he's Brahmin, he has known what is Brahma and what are these living entities. He has
因为他是 Brahmana, 他知道什么是 Brahman,什么是这些生物体？
God has knowledge.
他有这样的知识。
That is called Pandit.
那被称为 Pandita.
So, Sanatana Goswami has no such knowledge.
Sanatana Goswami 没有这样的知识。
At least he is pretending like that.
至少他装成是那样。
So, he says, the Gramma Vavahare Kahaya Pandit. By social etiquette, I am addressed as Pandit. But,
他说根据社会的理解，我被称为 Pandita。
Sai Sottamani, and I also accept that I am Pandit.
我也接受我是 Pandita。
If somebody falsely calls me that your majesty, so it is an insult.
如果有人虚假地称我为陛下大人，那是一种侮辱。
It is not honoring him.
这并不是尊敬的称呼。
I'm an ordinary man. If somebody calls me your majesty, so a man who has no qualification, if he realizes that way, that is an insult.
我是个普通人，如果有人称我陛下大人，一个不具备这样资格的人得到这样的赞美，那是一种侮辱。
But we are so much fooled that if somebody calls me your majesty, I can feel, oh, yeah, I'm majesty. Yes.I'm his majesty.
但我们是这样的愚蠢，如果有人称我陛下大人，我会感到啊，我是陛下，我是陛下大人。
That is our nature.
那是我们的本性。
If some false qualifications are awarded to me, I shall be very glad to accept it. I shall think, yes, I'm.
如果有人以我不具备的资格来称呼我，我会非常高兴地接受他，我会想是这样的。
So Sanatana Goswami said that actually I'm not Pandit.Because I do not know what is my benefit, what is beneficial to me.
因此 Sanatana Goswami 说事实上我不是 Pandit, 因为我不知道什么是我的利益所在，什么是对我有益的。
I do not know the goal of my life.
我不知道我生命的目标。
I simply wasted my time in sense gratification.
我只是在感官享受中浪费了我的时间。
I do not know.
我不知道。
And still, people say, you are Pandit, and I accept it.
仍旧人们说你是 Pandit, 而我接受了。
Just see my position.
看一下我情况是这样。
This is blank slate, admitting that I am fool number one, but people say I am learning, and I accept it.
这是一张白纸，承认我是一号的傻瓜，但人们说我是博学的，而我就接受。
This is our nature.
这是我们的本性。
This is called illusion.
这被称为假象。
He'll never think that I'm fool number one. He'll always think, who can be greater than me?
一个人永远不会想，我是一号的傻瓜。他总是想，谁能比我更伟大？
I can think myself. Why? What is the necessity of a spiritual master?I can become a religious leader, I can become such and such. This is our mentality.
我可以自己思考，有什么必要有灵性导师？我可以成为宗教的领袖，我可以成为这，成为那，这是我们的心态。
So this mentality should be sacrificed first before going to a spiritual master.
在接近一位灵性导师之前，首先要放弃这种心态。
First of all, you have to select who can be your spiritual master.
首先你要挑选谁能成为你的灵性导师。
That requires some knowledge.
那需要一定的知识。
Or you have to behave with a person to understand whether he is fit to become my spiritual master.
或者你必须得和一个人在一起，去理解他是不是适合成为我的灵性导师。
Then you should offer yourself to be a student.
然后你可以把自己呈现给他，作为一个学生。
That is the process.
那是方法。
Not that all of a sudden he shall go to a person, please accept me as my student. No.
并不是你一下子到一个人那里说请接受我为你的学生不
You should first of all try to understand whether he is actually fit.
不你首先要试着去理解他是否适合。
Then offer you.
然后呈现你自己。
So just like Sanatana Goswami, when he first saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not offer himself.
正如 Sanatana Goswami, 当他第一次见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他并没有献出他自己。
But when he heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he understood, yes, it's a very nice thing, try it.
而当他从切坦尼亚马哈帕布那里聆听了他明白了啊，这是非常好的我现在应该从我的职位中退休应该完全的奉献给切坦尼亚马哈帕布
He left his very lucrative job ministership and just like a very poor man he approached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he blessing submitting himself as blank slate that these are my qualifications. Please accept.
因此他离开了他的非常赚钱的工作作为大臣就像一个穷人一样接近切坦尼马哈帕布把自己呈现为一张白纸说这些是我的品质请接受我。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。